Spider-Man No Way Home trailer reaction, guys. Let's get right to it. Can't wait to talk about this. It's finally here! Action!
Oh, look at this. This is a good one. Some suggest that Parker's powers include the male spider's ability to hypnotize females.
Stop. Come on.
Yes, my spider lord.
Can we just, like, stay up here all day? It is so crazy down there.
That's right, folks. Spider-Man is, in fact, Peter Parker.
The entire world is about to forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Wait, everyone? Can't some people still know?
That's not how the spell works.
So MJ's gonna forget about everything we've ever been through?
Stop tampering with the spell.
Oh my God, Ned, he's my best friend. Oh, my Aunt May should really know.
Stop talking.
What just happened?
We tampered with the stability of space-time. The multiverse is a concept about which we know frighteningly little.
Hello, Peter.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
And I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. You're breathing movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. It is finally here. This video leaked on TikTok off another phone. And if we would have just waited in a day more, we literally got it. It's happened. This trailer premiered at CinemaCon in Las Vegas, Nevada. A huge event, and surprisingly, just letting everyone know, by the way, they actually screened Ghostbusters Afterlife there, so that's good to know. But I mean, how excited are you, Angela, for this trailer?
I'm super stoked. I've liked all of the new Spider-Man so far, so yeah. I'm really curious to see. Yeah. I mean, it's been confirmed Doctor Strange is in here.
Yes. Multiverse.
So I'm super excited to see where the story goes, yes. How it unfolds, how they both play into each other, and what they both bring to this story and another adventure for Peter Parker. Right?
Now that
his identity is revealed, which yes. was revealed at the end of the last yes. end credit scene of the last movie. So yes. I like how we're going to see how the world's reacting to that.
And that's the thing, too, because I really want a true Spider-Man movie. And this is, I mean, you know, it just, I've always said that countless times when we talk about Spider-Man. Just, I want a true Spider-Man movie, which we kind of did in Spider-Man the Spider-Verse. But just, I want a live-action true Spider-Man film to where, like, there's no Iron Man. There's no, even though the last one kind of did, it just still had the Iron Man essence of it, of course. But just, I really want a Spider-Man movie. And I feel like this is kind of lead us into it, and Doctor Strange is kind of like the inch in it, you know, and all that stuff. But let's get right to it, guys. I'm excited. Hopefully you are excited. Put those up, be like a reaction. Let's get right to it, because we're gonna talk about this trailer. Let's talk about it. Let's go. Oh,
snap. Looks like an exception.
This is a good one. Some suggest that Parker's powers include the male spider's ability to hypnotize females.
Stop, come on.
Yes, my spider lord.
Zendaya. Can we just like stay up here all day? It is so crazy down there.
That's right, folks. Spider-Man is in fact Peter Parker.
Listen, whoa. I did not kill Mysterio. The drones did.
The drones that are yours.
Does any part of you feel relieved about all this?
What do you mean?
Now that everybody knows, you don't really have to hide or lie to people.
For the record, I never wanted to lie to you. But how do you tell someone that you're Spider-Man?
Man, damn.
Now everybody knows. But this isn't about me. This is hurting a lot of people.
Serious note.
I've just been thinking about how to fix all of this.
So, Peter, to what do I owe the pleasure?
I'm sorry to bother you, sir.
Please, we saved half the universe together. I think we're beyond you calling me sir.
Okay, Steven.
That feels weird, but I'll allow it.
Dude, when is that like a black suit? What identity, is that?
Yeah.
My entire life got screwed up. I was wondering if maybe you could make it so that he never did.
Strange.
Don't cast that spell. It's too dangerous. Fine. I won't.
Looks like he's going on vacation.
Yeah.
The entire world is about to forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Wait, everyone? Can't some people still know?
That's not how the spell works.
So MJ's gonna forget about everything we've ever been through?
Stop tampering with the spell.
Oh my God, Ned, he's my best friend. Oh, my Aunt May should really
stop talking.
Oh
happened?
Yes. We tampered with the stability of space-time. The multiverse is a concept about which we know.
The problem
is you trying to live two different lives.
The longer you
do it, the more dangerous it becomes.
Oh, God, man! William Dafoe!
Be careful what you wish for, Parker.
Oh my God! Yes!
Hello, Peter.
Oh, dude! Oh my God!
Okay, I don't think I've ever loved a Spider-Man trailer, and just to give you a gist of it, ladies and gentlemen, I am a huge, huge Spider-Man fan on Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire and Dr. Octopus, which is played by Alfred Molina. Great actor. I feel like he is Dr. Octopus for like ages to come. I just feel like he does that role so well. I love that role. I loved his character in that movie, which is weird because Spider-Man 2, I would say that's the best Spider-Man out of the franchise, out of the Tobey Maguire franchise. And let me clarify on that. It just, you know, I feel like in that movie, in that film, I love how I almost love as much as Spider-Man. It just feels equal to me because it's just like you feel for each emotional aspect of the film. You feel outrage when he comes into this. It's just Molina just really shows us what he could do as acting chops. And same thing with Tobey Maguire. They really going through this adventure together. And you see them become the villain. You see one of them become the villain. You see them realizing that I am the villain, influenced by something else. It just really is beautiful. I loved Spider-Man 2. But in regards to that, this trailer, Angela, man, dude, this trailer is just beautiful. I love seeing Zendaya and Tom Holland together.
I love both of them, like, individually, but together they just are good chemistry. I love it.
Dude, yes.
I like how we get, like, Inception vibes.
Dude, that's like Doctor Strange vibes for sure.
Yeah, so it's so cool to see that. I really want to know what happens because it's teased where he, like, you know, tampers with some sort of spell.
Yeah.
And it goes haywire. And you know, the universe is potentially, it's
multiverse. Something's wrong.
Yeah. And it's jeopardizing the whole universe, right? So they got to save the universe again. So again, it gives that tease. And I can't wait to see exactly what happened and what's going on and how these two characters, you know, Dr. Octopus and Goblin, that we've also been teased, how they play into this. And
so they did tease that. So we see the Green Goblin's, you know, his weapon use the grenade, you know, but we don't see William Dafoe. That's why I said it's William Dafoe.
But
and
it's
there's no William
obviously
Dafoe.
Obviously,
it's hitting him. It's hitting his dude. It's just, I'm just so amazed how beautiful this movie is. It's going to be. I feel like that just, and this just proves it. Like, Tobey Maguire is going to be in here. Like, it just, and to see, I can't wait to see Tobey Maguire in this movie because it's just, dude, if we didn't have Tom Holland, he would be my best Spider-Man. If we didn't have Tom Holland, Tobey Maguire would probably be the best Spider-Man to me. Personal. You may have a preference with Andrew Garfield. You know, you may have a preference there, but you know, Tom Holland's my number one, you know, just like everyone else, Tom Holland's the number one Spider-Man for a lot of people. And it's just, it's really astonishing. It's really beautiful to see different Spider-Mans come together. I mean, I don't think it was planned out, obviously. I don't think it was. It just worked out in our favor. Seeing Doctor Strange in here, though, just is so beautiful. It's so amazing to see him come into this, you know, into this reality, which we knew it was going to happen. You know, we knew this. I mean, Doctor Strange Madness into the Multiverse is coming out next year, and we got that sense in there, too. So it just, I didn't expect him to be, it seems like he has a huge part in this movie, though. It really does.
I really like that too because I love Benedict Cumberbatch. He's
dude,
amazing.
He is Doctor Strange.
Timeless classic. So I really like
great actor.
I am so excited to see him in this and how him and Peter work together to essentially save the universe or undo whatever mistake they made.
Yeah, and to see that though, we see a black suit in there as well. We see Spider-Man with the black suit. We see Doctor Strange pulls Spider-Man to try to do two separate lives. We see Jon Favreau in here. Oh, I freaking love Jon Favreau. Oh my god, we get to see him, and he looks like he's lost into where, like, he's about to, looks like he's about to die in a sense, or like he's about to give up, or just he knows his fate's coming. And I hate that too, because it's just like, no, like, you, we don't want anything bad to happen.
No, nothing bad happens to happen.
Yeah, so it just, Spider-Man No Way Home comes out this Christmas, only in theater, exclusively in theaters. I mean, dude, this is just beautiful. I can't wait to see this movie in theaters.
I want to see this IMAX. For my birthday, because it comes out on the 17th. Damn. Birthday's on the 15th.
Looks like we're seeing it on your birthday. Yeah. We're going to see an IMAX on your birthday. I can't wait to watch this movie, this glorious film, in a theater. I mean, dude, this trailer is everything I wanted, everything I needed. It's beautiful. It's perfect. I mean, I love it too, because it doesn't give us Andrew Garfield, it doesn't give us Tobey Maguire,
like that, because yeah. I feel like trailers, it's a big problem with trailers now, is they give away too much.
Yeah, they give away way too much.
I like that they haven't been shown. Yeah. Like, I want to have that element of surprise.
It's
that,
like,
moment when you're on screen, whenever we see it.
Exactly, and I love how they do, like, the little hints, like it's Willem Dafoe, even though they didn't show us on screen.
It's totally his voice.
It's obvious.
He has such an iconic voice. We've heard him so much.
Yeah.
It's so many different roles. We know when it's him. So I really like that.
I mean, we hope it's him. I mean, I'm pretty sure it is.
It better be him.
I know. It's his. Or maybe we'll say we hope it's him. I'm pretty sure it's him. 95% sure it's him.
Please let it be him, because he's a great actor
this is just amazing. I love this Andrew Garfield. I love seeing hopefully we get to see Tom McGuire. If we get to see Tom McGuire in here, because obviously we have to, because it's his villain. I would say, like, just to see him and Tom Holland talk and conversation is gonna be beautiful. Zendaya, I hope Zendaya has a part in here, but it doesn't feel like she does as strongly just from this trailer though, so maybe we'll see it progress in the film.
It just depends on how the story unfolds. Because
she's a great actress. You know, we talk about her a lot on Euphoria.
She's great.
She's just a great actress.
She's so great.
Just see them in here together, corresponding with each other, it's going to be really beautiful. But once again, the way this is shot, this movie looks so beautifully shot, so beautifully made. And like you said already, Inception, Doctor Strange vibes. It just looks so beautifully done. And I can't wait to see this movie in theaters. Yeah. I'm excited. This is like a thumbs up. Just huge thumbs up. This is a perfect teaser trailer, I would say. This is the perfect way to get us hooked in, because this comes out in a few months. It comes out later this year.
I can't wait. Oh my gosh, we're almost in September.
I'm happy that they're leaving it this year though, because there was question that it might not. So knowing that this is a for sure, I'm excited. I can't wait, guys. But put all the comments down below. Let us know what you thought of this movie. Let us know what you thought of this trailer. What do you expect out of this movie, guys? Because I know everyone's excited as much as we are. All right, have a good one. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at @CalAdiAng.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Thank you for watching. Check y'all later. Peace.